Our next guest on the Black and Blue Report played Walter White Jr. on the hit television series Breaking Bad, and I think more importantly to the listeners, he is a huge Saints fan. RJ Mitty joins the program. RJ, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, happy to. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, before I get to your love for the Saints, I wanted to congratulate you and your cast on the show Breaking Bad. When you got started with this show, did you expect the show to break out as it did?
No, never. Thank you so much. I'm glad. I hope everyone enjoyed. But no, you can. You know, you never can really plan for a show like Breaking Bad to happen. You kind of just have to do it and just hope for the best. And I think we all knew that the scripts were amazing. We all had all knew that, but we never knew how many people would love it and how many people are continuing to love it.
Yeah, so how did you get casted for this show? What, how did it come up for you to play the role of Walter White Jr.?
I auditioned like any other actor would. I auditioned 5 times, 4 in Los Angeles, and 1 in New Mexico. And I went to New Mexico, I got in that morning, I auditioned, I went back to my room, and they called me an hour later to say I had the job and to go back and pack up and fly back. They were starting filming.
How long does that process take? You said you auditioned like 5 times. How long is that audition process to go through it for a show like Breaking Bad?
Well, the auditioning process can take... The auditioning process can really take forever. That process is here or there because there's still a chance filming can be pushed, or the director wants to go a different way, or just the money's not there, so they just have to move the project. So the auditioning can take from anywhere from a week to 7 months to forever. It's all about how fast are they moving on the work, how fast are they getting filming, and is the crew in place, is the cast in place. I was the very last cast member. So in all, it took about a couple of months from my first audition to my last audition.
Okay. Now, your character, Walter White Jr., has cerebral palsy in the show, and you have a mild case of it in real life. How did that affect your preparation for this character?
You know, it just preparing for the character was definitely a big eye-opener for the standpoint of my CP isn't as severe as his, but I grew up with my disability. I know what it was like to have that, and I know what it was like to go through the treatments, to go through all the physical therapy and occupational therapy, and it was definitely a big thing to realize everything I had to overcome and what I get to play now and what people will see from there on out. So it was definitely an honor to be able to play this type of character.
Now let's switch over to your love for the Saints. Did you become a Saints fan because you grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana? Is that how your Saints fanhood began?
A little bit, but the majority of it's my family. My family is a massive Saints fan. My mother, my uncle, my grandma, everyone just loves the Saints. And I have a hard time watching football with my mother because I can't take her anywhere. I can't. If we go to a sports bar or anything to watch the game, other players, anyone else on the other team, just stay away from our table. It will not end well for them.
Now, I was about to say, do you still live in California? And if so, how is that? Do you have to go to the sports bars to watch the games? Because I'm sure the Saints games are really not on as much in the West Coast.
No, they're on. We get the games, but we go to a bar, the 505 bar, and there's a bar next door to it that we go to as well, watch the games. But it's nice to have a bunch of fans to watch the games with. It's like when you have everyone that's rooting for the same team, there's just an energy there that makes it so much better, and it adds morale to everyone. It really, it's fun. They're a blast. But I kind of every once in a while lock my mother away at home because it's just sometimes not safe for the other teams.
Oh boy.
But,
So now, when's the last time you were in New Orleans for a Saints game? Have you? I know with your busy schedule, it's probably hard, but have you been able to go to a Saints game recently?
10 years.
10 years.
I think the last Saints game I went to, I think I was 12 years old. I went with my uncle, and it was a. I don't even think it was an official game. I think it was a game to get ready for the series. It was just a warm up too.
Oh, okay.
But they killed it. But I work, man. I'm always working. I'm always moving forward. One thing I always forget about how massive the players are.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things. I was standing by a couple of football players about a week ago, and I was just thinking about that. I'm like, if I was on that field, I would die. Oh.
Yeah. I'm the same way. You stand next to these basketball players and football players every day, and it's like, holy cow, their shoulders are as big as my head, and I just don't. It's amazing how big these guys are. Since you haven't been to a game in about 10 years though, but did you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite player now, or did you have a favorite player growing up watching this team?
I'm not one of those people that I pick players. I always enjoyed the game, and I always enjoyed watching the game. My thing about football is it's a team effort, because mm-hmm. without the one player, they wouldn't be able to do what they're able to do. So I was never that kid that was always like, that's my favorite player, this is my favorite player. For some reason, I never could get into that, but I love the sport of the game. I love watching the game, and I love watching it with my family, because it's something that I always wanted to be able to do it. I always wanted to be able to play football. I was never really allowed to, because I was always breaking bones. I was always breaking something. So I was never allowed to do that, but I loved watching the games. I loved watching the Saints play, and I loved, because being from the area and being from where your team is playing, it represents who you are, and it represents your family, it represents your culture, and I think that's really important that we still have that.
It's funny you mentioned, you know, a lot of athletes say they grow up wanting to be actors and be in movies, and then some you see actors like yourself, you say you want to grow up being an athlete. Was that it all your childhood? Was that you wanted to grow up and be a football player or be an athlete?
I always wanted to be an athlete. I always tried out for sports. I always wanted to work. I always thought it was fun. I love to watch the games, but I'd rather play them. But being around 6'2" and 155 pounds, that would not go well.
Yeah, I hear you. I was the same way. If I couldn't play it, I might as well be watching it or being involved in some way. So I get how you are there. One more thing. Just talk about the Saints season this past season. A successful season, I would say, for the Saints, at least making the playoffs. I mean, got the road win in the playoffs against Philadelphia. What was your take on the season for the Saints?
I thought it was a good season. I thought everyone was a little rusty because there were so many people suspended from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it went very well, and I think that I enjoyed the games. I enjoyed rooting. It was so close. They could have, but it was right there. But it was fun. It was a blast watching them. And I'm ready to see them win next year, though. I'm ready to see this happen. We need to get back on that winning streak.
Absolutely. That's RJ Mitty from the hit show Breaking Bad, and of course a huge Saints fan. RJ, thanks for coming on the show, and hopefully we can get you and your mom out to a Saints game real soon.
Yeah, I hope. We would love that. Thank you again for having me.
No problem. That's RJ Mitty from Breaking Bad, and more on the Black and Blue Report right after this.